100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. And it's Sunday, so we're having a weekly challenge. I post the topic, you come up with the stories. It's kind of fun. This topic was a pick two, I think. Yeah, it was a pick two. And the topics were Shed, Safe, Rancor, Vellum, Slope, Zip, Kale, Bane. Kind of a weird combination, but all the pick twos are. So what are you going to do? I don't know. Maybe write some stories? All right, here we go. It's Lizzie, Richard, Charlie, Tom, Serendipity, Jeffrey, Tura, Norval Joe, Dwayne, and Planet Z. Here we go.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. My stories this evening are Pretty Pictures. Brother Rancor had rose to the ranks of the Illuminators at St. Liberwitz. His fanciful interplay of animals and the most compromising interactions had amused the purchasers of the work of the Abbey, thus increasing the same Abbey's coffers. As chief illustrator, Rancor could have left the preparation of vellum to a newly arrived brother, but Rancor had developed a unique application of ink that demanded a surface of extraordinary smoothness and at the same time biting resistance. This singleness of mind led to a long-standing resentment amongst his brothers, and in the end, led to Brother Rancor's demise. End story 2. Going Green. The bane of Billy's existence was kale. Try as he may, the evil leaf pursued him like the horsemen of the apocalypse. It didn't help his insane parents had dumped him in the commune from hell, deep in the California mountains. The veggie-Nazis, who ran the show, were hell-bent to leather. Their charges would be healthy in spite of themselves. No one took notice of Billy's sudden and enthusiastic request to join the salad crew. When the medvac chopters had airlifted the last of the members out, Billy below him could see paradise by the golden arches. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
The Ziploc bag held my kale and wolfsbane. I blended them with water and carrots. I poured a glass of the concoction for my odious houseguest. Joe had overstayed his visit, and I wanted him to leave. After we finished breakfast, I invited him for a swim in the river, nearby. The cold water didn't numb the burning and severe side effects. In minutes he was nauseous, vomiting, and unable to move. A few more minutes, and his paralyzed body was swept away by the current. I went back to my apartment and washed the blender and his glass. Number 2. After the heavy rains, the guest shed balanced precariously on the slope above the beach. The shed was constructed off-site and delivered by truck. Guests were told that the shed had a gorgeous view of the surf, but to take care putting too much weight on the south side of the building. My cousin and her family visited, bringing their trunks, cooking pots, big screen TV and several cases of Fiji water. Well, you know what happened. The rain washed the earth and gravel from under the floor joists, and the shed slid down the cliff, carrying the guests away.
Hey, Dwayne here, with another 100 word story. And now, Zip and Vellum. When you get mad, you can zip off an angry text in 2 seconds. It wasn't always so easy. In the distant past, it was a safe bet you were illiterate. You had to trudge for 3 days and stand in front of your tormentor's hut and stamp your feet and yell. Later came writing in vellum, but that meant you needed to skin a calf. For that, you might have to wait till spring. By then, you had probably forgotten what had made you so mad, or the offender had died from the plague. Either way, you felt better.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the YA Books podcast, both of which are back up and running now that I have my computer, a new computer. And here is my entry for the weekly challenge number 605 with the Pick 2 Challenge. Anyway, here's my story. It's, again, from this year's NaNoWriMo, which I have 52,000 words in 5 more days, so hopefully I'll get that finished up in the next week. In Axel's 4 months in the organization, he had never shed blood intentionally. Sure, recently he had defended himself twice, and those two guys are dead. Now, to stay in the organ, or get out, he had to kill his girlfriend. He didn't have a choice. If he didn't kill her, they would kill him, eventually. He had a thumb stun up his sleeve. He only needed to zip it out and pop it in her face. Minutes later, she'd be dead. Ursiana entered the room. Her eyes lit up when she saw Axel. With a smile, she hurried to him. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Isn't it wonderful? Gushed Otto. I've kept it safe all my life, but I could never bring myself to put it on sale. The old bookseller gazed at me through rheumy eyes. Just look at the quality of the vellum. I smiled, humoring him. If the old fool wanted to believe that, then I wouldn't argue with him. And I wasn't about to haggle over the price either. I named my figure. His eyes bulged in shock, then clutching his chest, he collapsed to the floor, dead. Reverently, I stroked the pages. Not vellum, of course, but human skin.
Hello everyone, the end of the month is upon us again, and I chose Sale and Rancor. And here's the story. The bicycle ride is too expensive, he said. He wanted it for free. The nerve! He even questioned my ability to make decisions about my own business. Who does he think he is? Never again. I will sell everything and go to the big city. And Ronnie continued to crumble until the client came back and smiled. I'll give you $1 million for the bike business. Accept? Hell yeah! The next day, Ronnie saw on the news that an oil company had found oil in his old property. And Ronnie continued to grumble for the rest of his life. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcop.blogspot.com and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Tora Rizzino here with a story on the words kale and shed. A peasant was brought before a local magistrate, accused of sedition. He had been overheard to grumble in local taverns against his lord. Considering the gravity of the matter, the magistrate referred it upwards, and so it came before General Way. General Way said, "The gossip of the kale yard is to be judged in the woodshed." He required the first magistrate to have the accused executed for sedition. His informer was executed for disturbing the public order. The magistrates who had passed the case upward were executed for involving persons of superior class in matters beneath their dignity to notice.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 605, and it's pick two. My words this week are sale and kale, which I didn't pick just because they rhymed. And my story this week is called The Green Revolution. My doctor said I needed more greens in my diet. I took advantage of a sale on some kale to make a smoothie. It came out the color of radioactive algae. My wife applauded my effort in improving my health. Still, I noticed she didn't offer to drink any. One sip was all I needed to realize that a kale smoothie might be the worst thing ever to consume, subject to the constraint that it didn't actually kill you. I only wanted to die. The next day, in anticipation that my wife would nag me about another smoothie, I stopped at 7-Eleven and bought a Mountain Dew Slurpee. Same radioactive green color, much better taste. Being health conscious wasn't so tough after all. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning, Richard here, and just one story this week on pick two because I'm lazy. I used kale and shed, and here's my story. It's called Kale. Want to shed a few pounds, lose some of that spare tire and get fit again? And all without the hassle of exercising or joining a gym? Well, it's your lucky day. Try my curly kale diet for just 3 months and you'll never look back. It's simple. Just eat kale and nothing else for every meal. Boiled, stewed, baked or grilled, and discover a new, slim, healthy you. Try it today. Not recommended for the old, young, pregnant, infirm, healthy or image-conscious. Results may vary, may cause drowsiness, incontinence and dangerous side effects. Use with caution. Thank you very much. I'm Richard, and you've been great. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Kale. To some, it's the bane of their existence. To me, it's a delicacy. I love kale chips. I'll clear out the grocery store's stock every time I go. It's rather expensive, though, even when they're on sale. People say that it's so easy to make kale chips yourself. I tried to make them on my own, and I didn't do so well. I always end up making a mess in the kitchen and then burning them in the oven. What good is cheaper when the end result is nothing? So, I've gone back to buying kale chips at the store.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the pick two topics. I hope you enjoyed them. I did. I enjoyed them. They're great. Every week, I'm surprised by who's coming in back and doing the story. Keep coming back. Keep giving it a try. I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. I hope you're enjoying it more. And then I'm enjoying it more than you. And then there's so much enjoyment. Aren't you sick of the word enjoyment? I should make that a topic. I should take all the stupid words that I say during these rambles and make it a topic. I'll make that a pick two eventually. In 2019. So, there you go. I will see y'all next week. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.